This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have today's stories coming right up. The news from Washington, the news from around the world as it affects agriculture, that's been our stock and trade for many, many years. And Orion Samuelson and I, along with a team of others, look forward each weekend to telling agriculture's story, not just to folks on farms and ranches, but people who live in the cities and towns across America, too. And that includes, of course, a look at what's happening in the markets. We'll be keeping an eye on the grains and livestock on a week-to-week basis. This weekend, once again, we'll talk with Randy Brock from Cattle Facts as he shares some very good insight about the direction of meat prices and the demand, especially for beef. Join us, if you would, please. Tune in during the weekend. You can find us on the RFD satellite channel four times during the weekend, also on some 120 local television stations. And you can find us tracking on the website farmfutures.com. If you're filling up your vehicle at the gas pump, and it feels like a taxing experience to you at times, it may be, in fact, because of the taxes. A report has been put together for USA Today that shows that taxes are the single largest factor in determining how much we pay at the pump. Combined, federal and state taxes add more to the price of a gallon of gas than refining costs, retail markup, and transportation expenses. Their list of the 50 states' gas taxes showed Michigan and Indiana in the top 10 highest for gas taxes, with Michigan ranking 6th, Indiana 8th. Illinois and Wisconsin made the top 20. By the way, this ranking did not account for the local taxes that may make the fuel even more expensive. From This Week in Agribusiness, livestock analysts continue to keep an eye on China's pork industry as best they can. Many continue to believe that the U.S. pork industry is just weeks away from seeing demand begin to surge, a surge brought on as they expect China to step into our market in a major way. At Archer Financial Services, Dennis Smith said the news out of China remains stealthy, as he put it. They are on holiday all week in China. But Dennis said reports continue to come in that a massive panic liquidation is occurring in the Chinese pig population to stop the spread of the African swine fever disease. And Dennis said at some point, the futures market here will begin to take that news seriously. The nonprofit corporation Child Help, which operates the nation's most frequently used child abuse hotline, recently launched its first text line, designed to cater to younger people who might be more comfortable reporting abuse via text than over the phone. Missouri will be one of the states where the texting option will first be tested. In Nebraska, donors have been stepping forward to boost the GoFundMe page of a family devastated by tragedy last weekend. A pregnant woman and her three young boys died in a multi-car crash in the fog near Fremont, Nebraska. The woman was expecting her fourth child, a little girl, next month. The total thus far coming in from donors is well over $20,000. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. We hope you'll join us this coming weekend. Check your local listings. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.